Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
Whoa. Yeah. Where? Holy Spirit just moved. Oh, yeah. Hey, Holy Spirit just moved. Why be the camp? 2x2 the movement. Let's go. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name.
Hello, y'all. I really wanna get to know his name. Not just for what season, like Christmas or holidays. I heard his name is Jesus, name higher than every name. And he can't be born and died for sins. What time to blame, since that's the case, and what a shame. That people nowadays, not even thinking of him. They living for selfish gain. Instead of hearing Jesus is the reason for the season, which is truth. I'm hearing about a man with toys and clowns on roofs. Give him the boot. Now can you please remind me, what's a Santa Claus to a rockabye baby? I mean rockabye baby. Since a man now we're not a baby. You know he died, but he rose up. Now lift his name up. His name's Emmanuel, I swear no hell won't even touch it. That's the end of discussion. I want to know his name, let my life be shown with hell so you can tell.
Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Madeline Bass, and I'm your host, The Soul Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. As you know, we bring to you each and every month, I try to bring you all some awesome so that you can move to your next, those entrepreneurs out there that are trying to figure it out and understand what this world of working for yourself and doing things for yourself is all about. It's all about information. So we're here once again to bring you a wonderful guest. Her name is Sandy Grisby, and she's here to say hello to you. Say hi to the family.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me, Madeline.
No problem. Thank you for being here. So just tell us a little bit about you. Who is Sandy?
Such a big question, right? Well,
loaded.
I actually started out as a personal branding portrait photographer who, well, if you go back even further than that, I started out as a graphic designer. And I became a personal branding portrait photographer. And ultimately, because of all of the things that I went through in my life of trying to figure out who I was, who I am, all the things that I do, I was one of those jack of all trades. I have now distilled down into someone who teaches people how to really own their confidence, own all of the unique qualities about themselves, the thing that makes them special and powerful and magical, so that they can show up in the world as the most incredible and powerful versions of them. So that's who I am now. But it took me almost 20 years to get there.
Oh, wow. That is a journey.
It's a journey for sure.
Now, I know that graphic designing, it's all about, to me, it's all about the eye and just seeing things differently. I know individuals don't really grab that. They think that it's a simple something, take a picture here, take a picture there. But cameras have exposure like that. If you expose that film to sunlight, it's ruined. And so
Yes. Tell
them how important is exposure for their businesses and their brand.
Well, a lot of people tend to feel like the business is it. I have I sell this product and everything revolves around this product. And they forget about themselves. And in today's day and age, people don't connect anymore based off of your product. They connect based off of you. So if they like you, they're going to buy whatever it is you're selling. And you know what I'm talking about. I mean, think of the times you bought Tupperware, right? And you're like, I don't even need this. But your friend talks you into it. Or some random product like eyelash extensions or hair extensions or fake nails or some makeup and beauty product that you could care less about. But because one of your friends talked you into it and you love that person, you're like, okay, I'll try it. And then you fall in love with that product. So exposure is really important because people now, you have to get others to see you, like you, know you, trust you, and then they'll buy whatever it is you're selling. If it's car insurance, if it's health insurance, if it's a product, if it's, you know, a service, you might have a service that you're pushing, and they won't buy it anymore if they don't really know and like you. And that's why exposure is really important. You got to step out of the shadows. You have to be seen. You have to have people get to know who you actually are. Do they like you? Do they trust you? And once they make that decision, they'll buy from you.
That's so true. Now, you said one thing that I really believe is absolutely positively true, and that's trust. So mm-hmm. your exposure is allowing people to just see who you really are, and that's the most important something. Would you say that that's true?
That's huge, because trust okay. is everything. I'm sure you've gone to a place and you met someone who wanted to sell you something, and there was something just off about them. You couldn't quite figure mm-hmm. out what it is. You just didn't trust them. So you weren't going to give them your money. You're like, until next time. Or let me hear what my friend said about you. Or, you know, you're laughing because mm-hmm. you know it's true, right? The trust factor
yeah.
is key. And if you can't trust who you're buying something from, you're not going to make a big investment. I mean, and especially when you hear over the decades of all of these Ponzi schemes and all of these people who invested in these stocks or these different, mm-hmm. you know, financial investments, and they got obliterated. Mm-hmm. It happened to one of my best friends. She believed a friend that she trusted who told her to invest in this guy, and when she did it, he took all of her money. And this is hundreds of thousands of dollars. And
oh, wow.
It's really hard for her to trust now. I mean, it happens to everybody. So trust is key, and we need to get that back down to the basics. Why do we trust someone? And we need to use all of our senses to trust someone, because you don't know if someone's lying or not unless you can read them,
mm-hmm.
and that takes skill.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for someone to fully trust you, they have to know that you're coming forward with good intentions, that you say what you mean, that you follow through on what you say. We've heard way too many politicians, too many people in the media, too many people
mm-hmm,
all over
mm-hmm.
this planet say stuff and then turn around and do the opposite. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to throw Nancy Pelosi under
mm-hmm.
the bus, okay? She straight
Absolutely.
Up tells you have to wear a mask, and then she's seen flouncing around in a hair salon with no face mask on. Come on. Gavin
right.
Newsom did the exact
right.
same thing. He's tells his whole entire state of California to wear a mask, and then he goes to a huge fancy dinner and doesn't wear a single one and is sitting within inches of people. It's the
right.
trust factor for these people are gone, and anyone who still trusts them is magically fooled by the black magic that's been put on them, because there's no way that you can look at someone, watch them blatantly lie to your face. Oh, yeah, we were wearing masks. Oh, well, I mean, well, we were supposed to be wearing. No. You don't trust that person. So what do? And
right,
it goes the same
right.
for you. If you're caught in the middle of saying something that's untrue and you get called out on it,
correct.
And then you backpedal,
mm-hmm.
your trust is obliterated.
Yes.
No one's going to give you
Absolutely.
The money for the service that you want them to pay you for.
That's
so
true.
Trust
true.
Is everything. And it goes with, you know, your whole entire brand. And that's what people
mm-hmm.
don't realize. So if you're lying to yourself,
yes.
and this is a big one, because a lot of my students, the realization they come back with is, wow, I'm lying to myself. I've been saying this, oh, I'm here to do this or this or this. And then in the end they go, but I'm not. I don't do any of that. I just say that because it sounds good, and it's what I think you want to hear. And if you want to hear it, I think you'll hire me, but
mm-hmm.
I'm lying. And then they come
mm-hmm.
to this great aha moment, and everything changes when you realize that you can't lie anymore in today's day and age. There's too much stuff that people can look up. There's a machine called Wayback Wind Machine. If you're lying about something, I can go on the internet right now, and I can go back in time, and I can tell you blatantly to your face, you lied about that. It's on the internet forever.
Right.
You posted online
mm-hmm,
for
mm-hmm.
an hour, it's probably screenshot and stuck somewhere, and someone's going to discover it.
I know.
So trust is really important, and that's what people don't realize so much. They kind of let that part go by, but trust is key.
Yes, and that goes back to exposure. Like, it's your photos, videos, like she says, you know, social media, Google, all of that. It's going to tell on you
yep.
at some point, and you will be exposed as to who you
Always.
Really are, which will affect your brand and what people are
yes.
seeing. And then you've
yes.
got to come out of your comfort zone to be real with yourself and say, you know what, I did that
yes.
and I messed up. And own it. Go ahead and own it.
Yes.
So
and
let's talk a little bit more about I'm sorry.
I want to touch on that. It doesn't mean you have to be perfect. People do change.
Exactly.
I absolutely believe that. You could have been one way,
yes.
say 4 years ago, 5 years ago, And then come to an aha, oh, Jesus moment. And like, you know what? I don't like that version of me. I'm going to change.
Right.
And as long as you're honest about it, that's part of the trust factor,
yes.
right? Like I could say,
is,
you know, I used to believe this one thing. And I realize now after being more mature and having, you know, a family and living my life and going through this experience, I don't believe that thing anymore. But if you're saying it openly, that's where you're going to build the trust because people are going to go, oh, yeah, because I looked in the Wayback Machine and you obviously liked that one thing. Yes, I did like that one thing. But now I don't agree with it anymore. Here's why. Let me give you my reasoning why. That builds trust in people because now you're being honest.
Yes.
Now you're saying,
mm-hmm.
listen, I made
True.
Mistakes in the past. I didn't think they were a mistake then, but now with life experience
mm-hmm.
and time, I've realized that that was a mistake, and I don't agree with my choices anymore. And I'm glad I made them because
mm-hmm.
they brought me to this point, but now I'm making new choices, and this is why. That is the path to building the trust and the credibility with your audience and yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you have to come out of your comfort zone. Coming out of your comfort zone. I know I don't like taking pictures. Yeah. I have a problem with taking pictures because when I got sick, I was disfigured on one side of my face. So every now and then, I'll have a normal face, but that left side will droop, my eye will close, and I'm like, oh, I just don't want to take pictures, you know. So, but that's part of who I am now. So I've been a little
yes.
more free with it, you know, and just letting
and you're
people
a beautiful
see that
woman,
side of
Madeline.
Me. Oh,
you're
thank
beautiful.
You
should I looked you up online. You have such amazing eyes and cheekbones, and you have such a great smile, and you just glow. Like you need more pictures
thank
of yourself.
You.
And this is what I tell my clients who have issues with, you know, maybe they have a droopy eye or half of like some of my older clients, their mouths don't move the same, right? So they can't smile the way they used to, or maybe some of my clients have issues with their teeth or. Or weight, they have weight and they feel insecure about it. The thing is, when you are being authentic and you are being you, I want you to
That's
imagine
good.
A time when you're talking about something you are really passionate about, something that moves you. When you're in that state of passion, and you're speaking
mm-hmm.
with energy, and you're excited about what you're telling. You know about it really well because this is your truth. You're not regurgitating something you heard. You're speaking from your heart. Your energy, it just radiates. It comes through your skin. It comes through
mm-hmm.
your eyes. It comes through your airway. I mean, everything
mm-hmm.
about you just lights up the room. And those
mm-hmm.
little things that you might feel subconscious about, they disappear. They completely evaporate.
Right.
And
right.
when you're in your space of authentic joy and you're excited and you're
mm-hmm.
passionate and you're talking from this point, the most beautiful version of you comes out in that moment for the whole entire world to see, and there's no denying it. So people don't look at you at that moment of bliss and go, oh, look at her. Look, oh, her eyes droopy and her cheek is falling
right,
a little bit.
Right.
Eh, she probably 20 pounds overweight. No, they're not doing that. They're looking
right.
at you going, wow, you're really speaking your truth. And it's infectious
mm-hmm.
because then people all of a sudden, they feel the joy and the energy and the passion coming from you, and it starts to lift them. And you now enrapture them in your excitement and your passion. And then
mm-hmm.
when they look at you, they only see beauty.
That's it.
So when you
now,
don't
I know that
put yourself in front of the camera, you're hiding that from the world, and that's doing the world a disservice.
It does, because they need to see who you are. And the photographers, to me, that's very – I noticed you use the word image specialist, and I think that is just perfect because they see more than you see. Like your eyes are just so much more attracted to the detail. Like you say, the spark, the shine, and you wait until they get in their element, and you can capture
yes.
those moments and see it and share it with everyone, and they'll see that when they look you up. You know, they see your
yes.
your photos are out and capture them in that right moment in their zone, and it's amazing to do because everybody can't do that. They'll get you and you're blinking, you know?
Yep.
So You said something that was really great, that did you know that it takes 1/10 of a second to form an impression of someone? And that has to be that click on that camera. Yes. And to capture that is amazing.
It is. It's an art. It's an art. I have to confess it.
It is.
When I'm working behind the camera and I'm watching my subject, I'm waiting for something special. So I know sometimes my subjects aren't able to pull it out in themselves. So I have certain tricks and tips and things that I use to coax them out. You know what I mean? I have this one thing that I do that cracks me up. I make people laugh in the most ridiculous way that they look at me like, you're kidding, right? I go, no, do this laugh. And they're like, but that's stupid.
Right.
And I go, exactly. Yes. And it's so stupid that after they do it, they do this laugh. And it goes like this. It sounds stupid, right? That's the sound I make them make.
Then
I make them do it. I make them throw their faces forward and lean forward and go like that. And when they do it, right after it's done, they actually do a real, genuine, authentic laugh. And that's when I take the picture.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
true.
Little
that's
tiny
true.
Things good. That I can get because they're like, this is so stupid. In their mind, they're like, oh, my God, I can't believe she made me do this. And then they actually laugh. And then the real laugh is that moment of joy that I capture.
Great. Okay, so the last question we want to ask you today is on personal branding. What does that really mean?
You know, I'm really glad you asked that because most people don't even have a clue. So what personal branding is everything available to the public about you. So that means, Madeline, if I look you up on the internet and I type in your name, what am I going to discover? It's what I find on Google. It's what I find on your website. It's what I find on your Facebook, on your social media. It's if someone else talks about you. It's news articles. It's if someone else on their own blog or their own website or their own podcast or even on a radio show makes a mention of you and your name comes up. It's everything discoverable about you. But it also includes if I go to your hometown and I meet people and I go, hey, do you know Madeline? And they start talking about you. It's that. It's the information I collect from other people about you. And if I meet you in person or on the phone or virtually, it's what you say.
Yes.
It's all of the information I distill about you, from you, and from others that tell me who and what you're about. That is your personal brand. And what people don't realize is they think it's not important. They just go, oh, you know, I'm going to push my business or, you know, I don't want to be known. I'm not important. I don't need to push this. But it is. If you are trying to sell anything in this world, doesn't matter. You could be trying to get married or to get into college or to get a job at a certain place. Whatever it is, your personal brand will get them there. Because if I'm listening to you, Madeline, the mom, and you're pushing your son, but I don't trust you, I'm not going to hire your son or introduce your son to someone or get your son into school. But if I love you and trust you and I know about you and I know how hard you work to support your community and I know all of the things that you do, I know your history, I know I found you online, I see how that sparkle, you remember I was telling you about that authentic sparkle? If I see that about you and I go, you know, I just love you, Madeline, something about you just touches my heart, I'm going to listen to you and I'm going to help your son. That's what a personal brand is, and that's what most people don't realize. They bury their personal brand. They dismiss it. They hide it. They keep it small. They don't think they're good enough, and it's not true. Your personal brand is anything and everything available to anyone else online, in person, or in the world about you.
That's good. So tell us now, how can we get in touch with you? Like, where will you be next, and what can we look forward to from you? I know your website is absolutely amazing, and there are things that people can find out with the podcast, but how can we connect with you?
Well, I'm a digital nomad, meaning I actually don't have a home. I lived in Los Angeles for a long time. Last year, we packed up, and we moved to Dubai and then Bali. And this right now I'm currently in Vegas. Vegas is kind of our U.S. home base, but technically we don't really live here. So I am in Vegas at this moment in time visiting my family. And then we're going to pack up and go back to Dubai in the next few weeks. And then maybe we're going to go to Europe. It depends on, you know, restrictions and what's open. But we'll probably end up back in Bali later in the year. And the best way to get a hold of me is on social media. I am on Instagram and TikTok. My Instagram handle is at Sandy In Focus, so S-A-N-D-Y-I-N-F-O-C-U-S, or I can't even spell, F-O-C-O-U-S, right? Like put your camera in focus. And I am on TikTok at sandyinfocus.com. That's me. And my website is also sandyinfocus.com. So super easy to find. Again, sandyinfocus.com. And that's the best place to find me. You can learn about, you know, how to look incredible in front of the camera. You can learn about on-camera confidence. You can learn about finding your own inner confidence, your own inner beauty, defining who you actually are. And, yeah, that's it. That's how you find me.
Great. Excellent. So we have about 5 more minutes. So why don't you, I know you're all about branding and appearances, but empowerment is very important here at Soul Real. And those of you who maybe just popped in, we're talking to Sandy Grisby, and she is a personal branding image specialist. And that's amazing, a public speaker. So she has many, many hats. And as you can see, she goes many places as well. So
yeah.
Really great to get to know who she is. Yes. So just tell us, as we close, will you just share some words of encouragement though for those who are trying to get their start or just see who they are and maybe a little afraid of stepping outside of that box? What are some things that you can encourage them to do?
You know, if you're afraid to come out into the real world of social media or online, you just have to remember, what is it that you are selling? That's the key. What are you selling? Are you selling you? Do you want people to know more about you?
Wow.
Are you selling a product?
Mm-hmm.
Are you selling a service? Are you selling someone else? And then know that if you don't put yourself online, you can't sell that thing you're selling. That means you can't provide for yourself or your family. It's not possible if you're hiding in the shadows. Time to step out, because you are doing the world a disservice by not offering that special thing that you are offering. And like I said, it could be you. It could be, you know, whatever it is that you do, what, that magic skill you have. Maybe you have a unique gift of making people smile. That sounds so simple, right? But it's true. There's some people in this world who are born to make others smile. Maybe your gift is teaching someone a business tip that only you know how to do, that you're really great at. Maybe it's cooking. Maybe you're going to save someone who doesn't know how to cook for themselves by teaching them that magic way that you know how to prepare food. So whatever it is that you're selling, it's get really clear on that. And then just remember that if they don't know you, they're not going to be able to buy that awesome thing that you're selling. And once you realize that, it's super easy to step out of the shadows and step into being the best version of you and show up online and don't fear what other people are going to think, say, or do, because they're not important. All that's important is you and what that thing that you're selling is. So share your gifts. Don't be afraid of it. Don't worry about what other people are saying. And most importantly, don't judge yourself so hard. We tend to beat ourselves up over, or what if? What if no one likes it? What if it doesn't work out? What if I fail? What if I do it wrong? What if what if it's stupid? What if it's not good enough? What if it's not enough? What if it's too little? What if it's too much? What if people judge me? What if I judge me? What if, who cares about the what ifs? Just do it. Because someone else is. And someone else is slaying it. And you are probably far superior to whatever it is they're doing, and you're hiding in the shadows. Time to stop that.
Right. That's so true. Well, that is some good words to live by. And I can definitely understand that, because in 2011, I had to rebrand myself. And I was a singer and a praise dancer. And when I became paralyzed from the neck down, like, I had to try to figure it out and find some new things that I didn't even realize were in me. So she is absolutely right. Someone does need your hidden talent. That's something that you may feel like you're not great at, and we need to expose them to that awesome you. And Miss Sandy, I appreciate you exposing us to you. I love the way that you're encouraging individuals and what you're doing, the just the freeness of your life. I mean, Dubai, that is so amazing. It's a little too hot
there
for me, but.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the truth. The Dubai is so hot. It's great if you go now in November until about April, and then you don't want to be there.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
you have from November, around there, until April. It's beautiful. The people are so friendly.
Wow.
The food is amazing. It's such a clean city. It's safe. Believe it or not, the government is run by 60% women, so it's not what you think. There's not this crazy oppression of women. It's very free.
Oh, wow.
It's beautiful. Okay. And they have their one slogan for Dubai is hilarious. For the UAE, actually, it's tolerance. I laugh when I hear it because I'm like, hey, tolerance. But they really mean it. So they have tolerance. I mean, you can find people of all different nationalities, cultures, traditions, sexual orientation, all kinds of different people living in Dubai.
Wow.
And their belief is tolerance. And it's really powerful.
Okay. Well, I would have never thought that. Well, thank you, Ms. Sandy, for being here today. I really am excited that you took your time out of your busy schedule to just come and visit with us and share with us. And I wish you all the great successes and continued successes in what you're doing. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Sandy Grigsby. And make sure you connect on her website, sandyinfocus.com. And you guys know to tune into the group of So Real with Madeline. And also on the like page of Keep It Real Daily, you will be able to do the listen or the replay of our show today and share with your friends and family to get the greatness of who she is and follow her, support her, host, get her to come and do some things for you, take some pictures with you and your events. Book her, y'all. Book her up to where she's going even more so people can have the exposure of her. So we just thank you again
thank
for joining us, and we appreciate you so much. And we hope that you'll join us again.
Yes, for sure. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. All right, you guys, that's it today. I'm Madeline, your host of So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising those standards. Once again, this is my son, his single, Want to Know Your Name, where we're just getting individuals to embrace who Christ is in their lives, and we love you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, and we'll talk to you next time. God bless.
Whoa, whoa, yeah, where, Holy Spirit just move, oh, yeah, hey, Holy Spirit just move, why be the camp, 2x2 the movement, let's go.
I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your
hello,
name.
Y'all. I really want to get to know his name, not just for a season like Christmas or holidays. I heard his name is Jesus, name higher than every name. And he can't be born and died for sins. What time to blame since that's the case, and what a shame. That people nowadays, not even thinking of him, they living for selfish gain. Instead of hearing Jesus is the reason for the season, which is truth. I'm hearing about a man with toys and clowns on roofs. Give him the boot. Now can you please remind me, what's a Santa Claus to a rockabye baby? I mean rockabye baby.